As you know, the days are getting shorter and darker and colder. It's the time of year when winter begins to creep in, and also the time of year when we look for things to make us feel a little more warm and comfortable. One of the best ways to do that is through a little dose of self-indulgence. The food writer and Morning Edition regular Nigella Lawson has some thoughts about self-indulgence. She joins us from London to talk about them. Hi, Nigella.
Hello. I'm very, very pro-self-indulgence. I'll be up front now.
I had a feeling you might be, although we should emphasize that in the United States, self-indulgence, I mean, kind of got that Puritan heritage over here, it's considered bad.
It is considered bad, and in a way, you could say that only heightens the pleasure. So your negativity is not entirely negative, we should say. I mean, I think that we feel that self-indulgence is bad for two reasons. I think one, that people are kind of diet obsessed, and the other, of course, as you say, it's a puritanical feeling that somehow if you enjoy yourself, there must be some moral slackness.
Well, let's just dive into some moral slackness here, if we might. Because once again, our colleague, Courtney Dorning, has baked one of your recipes here. And just at first glance, it looks like a cross between a pancake and a toasted cheese sandwich. I believe it's called donut French toast. What is it?
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. It's the right sort of color.
Oh, my gosh. Really, it's amazing.
It's really...
Excuse me, this is just amazing. It's like a donut, but it's French toast. But go on, please.
Yeah,
please.
No, well, I think the reason why I think of it as a sort of donut is because the egginess and the vanilla come through, and
yes,
then you put sugar on top, like a donut. And there's something, I don't know whether this is true, but someone once said to me that vanillin, which is the thing that makes vanilla smell like it does, is present in breast milk.
Oh.
So we have some very primitive desire to be comforted by the taste of vanilla. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm just telling you. So you could say it's a kind of Freudian self-indulgence.
I had a mouthful of it when you were saying that. It's really more than I needed to know. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it. It does taste like it's got almost like a donut glaze on it. It really is quite a treat. It's really great.
Well, sugar, you know, sugar is enormously comforting. And I say that as someone who finds all food comforting, including savory foods.
So how do you find a balance, or do you even try, between enjoying something a little rich from time to time and actually, you know, going overboard and being unhealthy?
Well, I think the balance is much easier to maintain if you don't deny yourself all the time. I think people who forbid themselves to eat anything that's been fried or that has butter are the ones that suddenly manage to eat tubs and tubs of ice cream.
Mm.
Whereas I think the body is self-regulating. There are times when you want something fried and then you feel like a very light soup or a plate of steamed vegetables. I mean, I actually feel I eat very healthily. My only problem is I eat enough for five healthy people. That's it's a portion control issue. But I do think it is okay to eat foods that the dietitians say don't eat. I also think that one should make a real distinction between self-indulgent foods that are real foods and processed foods which have all sorts of things in them which aren't good for you. So as long as you're cooking proper food for yourself, I don't think you need to feel so bad about it.
Well, that's interesting. It sounds a little like Michael Pollan, who's been in this program many times, talking
yes.
about, you know, something that feels natural, something that your grandmother would recognize as a food rather than a food product of some kind.
No, I think he's quite right there.
Now, you've also got, if you don't mind, I'm going to eat the other piece of this donut French toast.
Carry on, crunching.
And as I do that, yes, it does have a crunch to it. It's really really crispy. It's great. I wonder if you could describe another recipe you've got here. I don't know if this would go with a donut French toast, but if you would describe the cheddar cheese risotto, please.
I would be delighted to. I don't think it does go with it, but I think it has a lot in common, even though, of course, the ingredients are very, very different, which is, I suppose, self-indulgent foods are reminiscent of the tastes we loved in childhood. So just like the eggs and the milk and the sugar in the donut French toast, the cheese risotto, the cheese melts and becomes sort of gooey. So I suppose it's like a slightly grown-up grilled cheese sandwich, but there's something about carbohydrate, which you cannot beat carbohydrate for comfort. And even though I at first felt, I felt bad about, you know, the Italians, and why am I putting cheddar in a risotto? But an Italian friend of mine says that whenever she goes back to Italy, they ask her to bring cheddar back because, of course, for them, they make a choice between cheese that has a flavour or cheese that goes gooey. Now, cheddar has a strong flavour and also goes gooey, so it's kind of perfect.
Mm, but not something that would be on a traditional Italian plate.
Oh, not at all. But I think that my notion of self-indulgence perhaps isn't entirely the same as everyone else's. And what I love about this dish is you can sneak a few minutes in the kitchen and just stir. And sometimes I find that the best way to switch off. So I'm really in my own little world stirring something and then I'm eating it. I do think also anything that can be eaten out of a bowl with a spoon is a fantastic self-indulgence. No cutting, no chewing.
Mm, there you go. Excuse me, I was just chewing some more of the donut French toast there. Is there anything to avoid when you're putting together some self-indulgent food like this?
Well, I'm afraid there probably are things you should avoid, but I don't know that I know how to. I suppose you don't want to have them every day. You don't want it to be a pile-up. And also, I think sometimes people confuse comfort eating with misery. So there is no point in indulging yourself if you're going to persecute yourself at the same time. That is what you have to avoid.
What do you mean?
If you don't enjoy it because you think I shouldn't be eating this, then don't. If you can wallow in the pleasure of every single mouthful, then you're doing something good. And then I think then somehow it's healthier. No, it's not healthier. It doesn't make any difference nutritionally. But I think the mind is important as well as the body.
Nigella Lawson, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Nigella Lawson is the author of several cookbooks, including most recently Nigella Christmas. And if you'd like to indulge yourself at home, both of these recipes are on our website, npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.